woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
No. No.
Oh, that's right. It's Lord of the Rings Day.
Happy May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you, TJ. Now, we're the only two people in this room who care about Star Wars. Jesse's never seen it. Jax doesn't care. Have you seen it, Jax? You never seen Star Wars?
I long ago, but I just don't care about it anymore.
The galaxy far away.
Okay, well, listen, you're wrong. But also,
Chewbacca.
So if you, to all the Star Wars fans, we love you. Happy May the 4th.
Yeah.
And let's get into it. We got an everyday payday in about an hour. We're going to give you $100 every single day for 365 days. So we got a keyword for you. Like I said, 8 o'clock. Also, brand new Ghosted at that time as well. So even if you are participating and sending that text message in for the everyday payday, let's say you don't get a call back from us, you still get ghosted.
Not bad.
You don't personally get ghosted, though. This is the best part
you
of
might.
It. Let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Have you ever learned something just for your partner? I saw the story last night of a 79-year-old man who went to beauty school because his wife is getting older and can't do her hair anymore.
Yeah.
She liked to curl her hair, and she kept burning her fingers because she's losing her eyesight.
Oh, my God.
So he enrolled in beauty school. This is in Alberta, by the way. And he told them he just wants to learn how to do some hair curling so he could do his wife's hair.
Yeah, take care of her.
And they showed him, and he was going off. He lovingly pulled pictures from his wallet showing everyone his wife, boasting about how beautiful she's always been.
Oh, my God.
And how talented she was with the skill set of typing over 100 words a minute when
all
she
right,
was working.
Girl.
Don't you just want to be loved like that?
Yeah,
don't
I
you
do.
Just want somebody
yeah.
to love you like that?
Oh, man.
That is just amazing. What a great story. Jax, what about you?
Well, I think it's important to share what we're watching these days because everybody's running out of things to watch. And
yes.
if you thought that Kate Winslet's best role was in Titanic, you are now wrong. There's this new show. It's on Crave, praise be, called Mayor of Easttown.
Oh.
And it is the best show I've seen in a long
really?
Time. Kate Winslet stars. There's three episodes already out. They come out every Sunday night. And it's like blowing up online. It's crazy.
No
kidding. She's so good. She like nails a Pennsylvania accent. It's wild. So if you're watching it, text me. And if you're not, get on
so
it.
Like a Pittsburgh, like a Yinzer accent?
Yeah.
Or like,
and it's like that. It's like
put the umbrella down.
Yeah.
Like that sort
yeah,
of? Okay.
Very like enunciated, elongated vowels.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of like middle class, like grimy. But it's a crime series. It's
wow.
So, it's really
I'm into
I highly suggest
amazing.
You guys watch it.
All
yeah,
right.
It's really good.
Producer Jesse, what's up with you?
Last night, we got another layer for the Free Britney movement. So she posted on Instagram, as she does, and in her Instagram caption, she says that there are so many documentaries about my life, and they are so hypocritical. And the people who follow the Free Britney movement say this isn't her posting it. They think it's her team
wow.
or whatever.
Because they would have access to that, right?
Exactly. So we don't know, but she also goes on to say that Billy B, who was in the documentary, who talks a lot about her life, she says that she's not friends with him at all and she doesn't talk to him. So that throws into some drama about the legitimacy of the documentaries.
Wow. But it's a New York Times documentary. If I'm going with credibility here, I'm
going
to take New
yeah.
York Times over Britney Spears' sort of sketchy who's got access to an Instagram account.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. In the middle, she randomly starts talking about wanting a koi pond. So that's also a thing.
Well, to be fair, have you ever seen a koi pond? Like,
yeah. All right. That is
I encourage you to go read it. It's on her Instagram.
I can't wait for it. Is it June 22nd? She actually gets to speak about her conservatorship. I cannot wait to see what she says on the stand. That is going to be really interesting. In the meantime, let's talk about your boy, The Weeknd. He's the first artist ever to have a number one song from an album in 3 straight years. The same album. So it was Heartless, Blinding Lights, and then this year, Save Your Tears. So that's an amazing accomplishment. Also, he didn't get nominated for a Grammy. Grammys are changing up their rules because of it. But he's still not submitting. We're going to get to his statement about that at 7:10. You're going to love this. It's really interesting.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I wonder if The Weeknd knew when he was singing to random people at Yonge and Dundas Square 10 years ago that he would be the guy that would prompt the Grammys to change their voting style.
I'm sure you had high hopes, but maybe not that.
like forget having a number one album and a bunch of number one songs and that sort of thing. That's where we're at with this. And this is a really crazy story. So if you remember, obviously, The Weeknd had a number one hit in 2019 with Heartless, a number one hit in 2020 with Blinding Lights. Yes. After Hours was an enormous album.
Huge.
And no Grammy nominations. Not one. Not one. Blinding Lights was no question number one song by the numbers last year. The fact that it didn't even get a Best Song nomination is crazy.
It's a joke.
So The Weeknd spoke out about this and said it's corrupt. And they also, basically it had to do with, and I'm just going to quickly like sum this up for you if you missed it. He was going to perform the Grammys and the Super Bowl. The Grammys said, no, you only should perform our show. And he's like, oh, it's the Super Bowl. I'm doing the Super Bowl.
Not turning that down.
So they're like, okay. So the inference is, and we can't confirm this, is that the Grammys said, because you're not performing, you won't be nominated for anything. Because we're not going to let you perform, which is they wouldn't let him perform unless it was exclusively with the Grammys. Because it was the week after the Super Bowl. They moved the Grammys to whenever they moved the Grammys
like
to.
2 weeks ago?
So it ended up being a silly point anyway. Now, Grammys came out yesterday and said, we're getting rid of all of the secret committees that create all of the nominees. So essentially what happens is a bunch of voters will submit and the top 20 artists, songs, whatever, in each category, go to a secret committee. Nobody knows who these people are. They're completely anonymous and probably have interests inside the industry that prompt them to vote in a way that is not fair because, you know, certain record companies are bigger than others. So if you got more from one record company, that's who's going to win.
Some could call it corrupt.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And again, nobody's accountable for this because you don't know who these people are. So anyway, long story short, they said yesterday, we're proud to be getting rid of this and we're proud to be doing this and we're proud to be changing it up.
It's an honor. Admitting corruption.
Well, so here's what The Weeknd had to say yesterday after this big announcement comes out. He says, the trust has been broken so long between the Grammy organization and the artist that it would be unwise to raise a victory flag right now. However, he did call it an important start, and he said, I think the industry and public alike need to see the transparent system truly at play for this win to be celebrated. But it's an important start. I remain uninterested in being a part of the Grammys, especially with their own admission of corruption for all these decades.
Yeah.
I will not be submitting in the future. So this is the interesting part. By coming out and saying we're changing the system, they're admitting the system was broken and we were the ones that allowed, aided and abetted it to be broken for so long.
Yeah, but they're dancing around that and being like, but don't worry, we're changing.
We're proud.
I feel like it's that ex that you're like, you heard has changed, but you're like, nah, still not going back.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
100%.
He's like, I got a new job now. I won't yell as much.
Now, for years, though, artists like Drake have said, I'm not going, I'm not submitting. Yeah. Drake's won Grammys and just not been there. But The Weeknd, he actually, by speaking out the way he did, and a bunch of artists backed him up on that as well, including Drake, this was the first time the Grammys have ever said, okay, we're going to change things. Like, this is, so this, no matter what he does from here and no matter what they do from here, this is a pretty monumental moment in music. Well, the Weeknd, a guy from Scarborough, just changed the Grammys. That's crazy.
You now have the biggest artist in music, or at least one of the biggest artists in music, calling you out. The writing's on the wall. The ratings haven't been good at the Grammys for years.
No, exactly. No one, likes the broadcast. And as we've talked about before, let's say Michael Jordan is playing and you refuse to give Michael Jordan the championship. Well, your championship is not legitimate then. Do you know what I'm saying?
Nor is it relevant.
Exactly. And so without The Weeknd, the Grammys become more and more irrelevant. Bigger artists pull out, the more irrelevant the awards become. So very, very interesting. We'll see what happens. But gotta be proud of our boy. Like, come on, let's give him a round of applause. Like, that is, love that. And I would love to one day, if they fix it, see him win a damn Grammy. Wouldn't you?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
I just don't want him to go.
Yeah.
I love, keep it petty, baby.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever seen a celebrity come up on a dating app?
I have not.
No?
No.
What apps were you on when you were on them?
I was on Tinder, Bumble.
Did you do Hinge?
Hinge, yeah. Okay. I liked Hinge. Hinge was really
Hinge was
good.
Actually really good. Yeah. Jax?
Like, I've seen some, like, lesbian quote-unquote celebrities
like
come
influencers
up. Like influencers in Toronto. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, didn't match though.
No, nobody, never. I've always wondered how that worked. Now, apparently, they all congregate in an app called Raya.
Oh yes.
And that Tinder tried for a while to have verified profiles.
Right. Yeah.
And I remember they signed like Lindsay Lohan to be their spokesperson for that, and then
who was their first choice?
Lindsay Lohan, for sure. And I think anyway, long story short, to get on Raya, you have to be of note in your industry, I believe.
Yeah.
And then, and also like. Probably attractive as well.
Yeah.
Like that's what it is. And they don't actually talk about what it is that you need to be. It's sort of like, hey, you're sort of famous and you're hot. Now, there is a woman on TikTok, obviously very famous on TikTok, was on Raya, matches with Ben Affleck.
Oh, no damn.
Way. Now, I want to say, because she says that she matched, quote unquote, with Ben Affleck and then says, well, like, I didn't believe it was him. Now, you were on Raya.
Yeah.
That's the app where celebrities hang out. But she even then still didn't believe that Ben Affleck would be on Raya. And he sent her a video. And this is the video.
Naveen, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
Oh. That's it.
Oh, wow. That's the whole clip?
It's just, why did you unmatch me? It's me.
It's me. Ben Affleck.
I don't know if that's hot or terrifying.
Both.
And the thing is that, like, because Ben's in his mid to late 40s, he holds the phone at the angle.
Yeah.
Of a guy who did not grow up in center social media.
You can see the stucco on the roof.
Yeah. By the way, when you're holding a phone, hold it looking down, not looking up at your chin. So
sweet, Ben.
I don't know if, Jax, you made a good point there. I don't know if this makes him look like attractive because he's confident enough to go, I don't care, I'm Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Or is it like, well, it's kind of cringy.
So it wouldn't be cringy if he hadn't have said, it's me. Like,
I think because she said, I don't believe it's you.
Yeah. I know, but like, it's me. I don't know, just the line. Line rubs me the wrong way. So listen, next time I get matched with Ben Affleck, I won't be going there.
I think it's creepy.
Yeah?
Yeah, the more I think about it, because just imagine if, like, okay, Jax, let's say you match with me, and you can't believe that
this is already not the same thing.
It's a hot couple.
This is already not.
Hot couple alert.
You can't believe that it's TJ from What's Trending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you unmatch me, and then you get a little video pop up, and it's me saying, hey, why'd you unmatch me? It's me, TJ. Ciao.
It wouldn't have happened. I would already have you blocked, my dear.
Snare 99 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I don't know if you've heard of the app Wall Symbol, but it's one of those apps that allows you to kind of handle your own finances, which is good in a time like this because you're sitting at home not doing much anyway, right?
Yeah.
I have it. I haven't used it yet because I'm scared of it, but I have it.
I have it too. I have Quest Trade. Don't know what to do with it.
Yep.
Just sitting there on my phone.
Yeah. Just ready to play the market. Aren't
That's
you?
Right.
Yeah, I know.
But Wellsimple said yesterday that Drake and Ryan Reynolds are among the new venture capitalists investing in the app. So it's a Canadian service, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
It was written. I think it was done by some guys who went to Western University. And I think the story is, if I'm not wrong, that these guys were in school and not understanding why this idea hadn't been done yet. They're like, why do we have to go to somebody else to do it? Why don't we just write a program and we'll follow a bunch of funds and anybody can just do this themselves. And it's a worldwide thing rather than... So it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
So Drake and Ryan Reynolds jumping on board is pretty cool. Service says it's secured that $750 million in funding, which Drake and Ryan Reynolds are a part of. And it's a Toronto-based company, Wellsimple, now worth about $4 billion.
Damn.
Three times what it was worth 6 months ago.
Money daddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said, Wellsimple has received, to our knowledge, the largest private tech investment in Canadian history. Also, Michael J. Fox is involved, too, along with some athletes. So this is pretty cool.
Does that mean that somewhere in a boardroom, Ryan Reynolds and Drake got to sit down and invest?
I don't think so.
Oh, it probably won't be a boardroom, though, because of these unprecedented times. So it's a Zoom call. Yeah.
Now, my question is, does a company like that, I know nothing about business, does the company go to the celebrities and go, hey, do you want to invest? Or do the celebrities go to the company and go, hey, we want to invest?
I think they would have pitched to the celebrities.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Man, how do you get Drake on the phone? Like, how many layers of people do you go through before you get Drake?
Right? Knock on the door.
So I was watching, I don't know if you guys have seen this, Mark Wahlberg's got a documentary about his other businesses on HBO right now on Crave.
No,
not and it's like yet. A 6-part series. It's really interesting because it takes you through some stuff that he was doing pre-pandemic, and then in the middle of it, he's
really?
Shooting a movie
yeah.
and doing these. Like, he's got like 9 businesses, and the pandemic hits, and it's like how it affects that.
Yeah.
So it's and just cool. to get to Mark Wahlberg level in the Mark Wahlberg organization takes yeah. companies a long, long, long time. And I'm just thinking Drake's got to be the same, right? You've got to. How do you even start? Like if you're the guys that created Wealthsimple and you've got a company that's worth $1 billion, I'm sure that gets you a foot in the door.
Yeah.
But how many people? Who do you even call?
I have been trying to get in touch with Drake for years, so I wouldn't be the best person to ask.
Are you a billionaire yet?
No.
Not yet.
No.
So when you are, maybe we'll call Wealthsimple and we'll see how they did it, all right?
We'll see.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Captain Marvel sequel release date was announced, which is very important because it has our very own Markham female superhero in it. It's scheduled for release on November 11, 2022, and it's called The Marvels, which is essentially
incredible.
Just a sequel to Captain Marvel, and it's going to star Iman Vellani, who stars as Miss Marvel. So she's making an appearance in this movie, but she also has her own series coming out called Miss Marvel, which is going to be on Disney Plus as a TV series, which is going to come out later this year.
Amazing.
Love so this. Her first appearance in the Marvel universe, I guess, as the movies will be in the Captain Marvel sequel. But her series is coming out this year. It's a little bit confusing. The important part is Markham has a superhero, and that is very rad.
They announced yesterday that they're on track to put out like a new Marvel movie every 4 months in the next few years. Every four
Will
months.
Will they run out of superheroes?
No. You can keep going and going.
Can you?
Experts are sharing how often you should replace your underwear, and the answer, once a year. Maybe a little bit more, which I found a little bit surprising. Dr. Shirin Lakhani of Elite Aesthetics explained that certain garments, those used for going to the gym, for instance, should be replaced much more frequently because of sweat and stuff. They said that your underwear is in close contact with your skin and more specifically your intimate areas for prolonged periods of time, which can, you know, dead skin and bacteria and all that fun stuff. And even just washing it isn't enough. So replacing your underwear more than once a year. I didn't know that, and I wish I didn't.
Really?
Yeah. Do you replace your underwear more than once a year?
Yeah, definitely.
Adam?
No.
Thank you. Now I don't feel as bad.
Wait till it's just tattered.
I don't know if that's the best company you want to be in with.
And in other news, Love is Dead. Melinda and Bill Gates announced they are getting a divorce after 27 years together. They put out a statement on their verified Twitter account saying, "We have raised 3 incredible children and built a foundation that works all over the world to enable all people to lead healthy, productive lives."
Yeah.
Essentially that the foundation is their priority, but them being together as a couple just no longer works.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I wonder if it's more or less stressful when you know when you're splitting up in a divorce, where it's like, oh, we're still going to be fabulously wealthy after this. So what does it matter? Is it just kind of like, let the lawyers handle it?
Money can't heal your heart.
That's true.
No, but if it can buy you a jet ski.
Jet skis can heal your heart.
And they're pretty
rad.
They can.
But they're
dirt
so
bike.
Fast.
Everyday payday coming up, 8 o'clock.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Man. You would think that dating would just come to a grinding halt during lockdown, but it does not.
No.
Which also means ghosting continues. And Kai, that's the situation you're in. Yours is a very, very awkward one, though, because it involves a very similar location. Can you tell us your story?
Yes. So I matched with Amy about 2 weeks ago. And you know how, like, on dating apps, it tells you how far away a person is? Like,
yes.
You can kind of set your radius. So I matched with her, and it said that we were 0.1 kilometers away.
Whoa.
Damn, okay.
So it turns out that we live in the same building.
Oh, okay.
The building has like 30-plus stories. So, I mean, there's a lot of people who live there. But I thought it was super cool, and we both kind of thought it was like a super cute thing to have in common.
Yeah.
Serendipitous.
So we were talking, and we set up a FaceTime date for last Friday. I offered the pop by her unit, you know, I mean, we were close, I could walk over there. But she was a little uncomfortable with that because COVID and all, so
yeah,
I get that. But the FaceTime went really well. Like, we chatted for like an hour or so in between our work Zoom meetings, and I thought it was great. And then I don't know what happened. Like, after that, she just would not text me back. I sent her 2 texts, just, you know, seeing what's up and all, and she He never responded. I'd love for you guys to try to help me figure out kind of what went wrong, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you talk too much about the building during your conversation? Because have you ever got caught in an elevator with someone that you kind of know in your building and all they want to talk about is the amenities or what management's doing wrong?
Hey, what is the Gymboree opening anyway?
Yeah.
Why don't they put the Christmas tree up yet? Like, I don't get it. Yeah. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
What do you think, Kai? Is that you?
I mean, we definitely talked a little bit about it, but, like, we talked about our jobs and all, too. So
Okay.
I
feel like it wasn't 100% of the conversation.
So then we don't know.
And you only sent two texts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then, you know what, Kai? We're going to do. We're going to play a song, come back, give her a shout with you listening on the phone, and we will find out what happened to Amy.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So, if you haven't heard Kai's story, it's actually kind of cool. It's especially for lockdown love stories, which are strained at best.
Yes, yeah.
But Kai basically matches with this girl named Amy. They find out that, hey, they're in the same building because it said like 0.1 kilometers away, which is pretty cool,
so
right?
So close, yeah.
And then they do a little FaceTime date, keep it safe. And then Kai, for whatever reason, you don't hear from her ever again.
Correct. And I have no idea why. I thought it would be really cool living that close to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to call her with you listening on the phone. But want to quickly ask before we do, are you sure you want to make this call? Sometimes the answers can be harsh.
I feel like it's better knowing.
Okay.
I feel like I deserve it.
Okay.
Okay. Should we make the call? Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi there, we're looking for Amy.
This is Amy.
Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
good morning.
How are you? What's going on? What's new?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Yeah, we're calling about a ghosting, one that you committed.
Kai.
Yeah, actually it was Kai. We just wanted to know, you know, about your time together on FaceTime and like what happened. Yes, Kai, exactly.
Kai is this guy that I, like, matched with, and all of a sudden, he just started leaving things at my door, even when I told him I thought it was very creepy.
Okay, so what...
Whoa, I was trying to be cute. How could you think it was creepy?
What did you leave at her door, Kai?
I mean...
Did you set this up?
He did, yeah. So here's, Amy, here's the deal. You're on a feature called Ghosted on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Maybe you've heard of it. And the thing is... We were trying to figure out why you ghosted Kai.
But now we get it.
Yeah. So let me ask you a quick question, though. What was he leaving? Like, what are we talking about?
Well, like, we matched, and we found out that we were living in the same building, and I told him what floor I was living on, but I did not tell him what apartment, and I guess he figured it out through, like, the directory or stuff. But, like, leading up to our date, he started leaving things at my door, like little gifts and stuff. I think the first one was a note taped to my door that said, "I can't wait to see you." And then on Thursday, he left a dinner for me. And I'm like, pretty sure he ate some of the fries.
Well, did you eat the dinner or not?
Kai.
I did, but it was like the whole thing was very creepy. And I told you that during our FaceTime that like, this is a little creepy that you're leaving stuff at my door, especially since I did not tell you specifically my apartment number. But then after our date, after I had communicated that, there was a teddy bear waiting outside my door with a note that said, "I had a great time talking to you." And I was like, this is a total turnoff. So I ghosted him,
Yeah. Also sounds like he was a bad cook.
I don't need to hear any of this. Like, you clearly can't appreciate someone doing cute things for you, Amy. So I don't even need that second date.
Oh, is it going to take me off?
Yeah, Kai, read the room, man.
Oh, no. You told her, Kai.
Yeah.
That's a win for old Kai.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to let you both go. Thank you both for your time. Kai, recommendation.
Listen. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And Amy, apologies for this.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time. Wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-99. Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Vin Diesel said something. And because Vin Diesel said something, you know it's weird. Now, I know there's a lot of Fast and Furious fans. Listen to this show.
Love those cars.
You might be one of them. I'm a car guy. The franchises are fun. Like, totally into it. Totally get it.
Beep, beep.
But Vin Diesel, as a person, is...
I think, a little divorced from reality, and you can get that from it. It doesn't mean he's not a nice guy.
Let's call a spade a spade. He's one of the weirdest people to walk
Yes,
he's very odd.
Doesn't make him not a good person.
No.
It just makes him weird. And so I think, you know, when you get into Hollywood, you have to imagine this for a while. Like, this franchise has been going on for 20 years. He's had other movies in there. And you get to a point in your life, for some of these people, that there's not a single person around them that isn't on their payroll. So you imagine, like, even family members, right? Like, your mom is there, but you're paying her to do this. Yeah. And your friends from childhood are there, but you're paying them to do that.
You're surrounded
the show,
by
Entourage.
Yes men.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So you start to lose touch with reality. And this is, I love this. So Vin Diesel said that he and Michelle Rodriguez's character's love story, Dom and Letty, is one of the greatest relationships in cinema.
Excuse me?
He said, one of the biggest blessings of the franchise is my relationship with Michelle Rodriguez. I'm told that, and this is the one that kills me. I've been told that.
No, you haven't.
He said it. No one said no.
I've been told that the Dom Letty love story is potentially the biggest love story we've seen in cinema. After 2 decades, you can understand that point. Now, if we're just talking in pure length, I mean, the it's a franchise that's gotten 10 movies, sure.
Yeah.
But are we talking, like, what's the measuring stick here? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nothing. It sounds like it's imaginary is what it is.
No.
It's a lot.
Have we considered an actual world where Vin Diesel is right?
No.
Well, okay, let's consider his side of it.
Okay, so Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams from The Notebook. Trash relationship compared to Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez.
Simba.
Yeah, because I didn't see Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams in a really fast car at any point, did you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. That's Simba and Nala, though.
I was going to say, Simba and Nala?
Yeah,
even?
Again, childhood did they drive a really fast car? Yeah.
They did not drive a really fast car.
They didn't have a car.
Trash
relationship.
Right. No. What about, what other great love stories?
Wait,
Casablanca?
Hang on.
They fly when in a plane.
Is your entire argument just based on if the couple is in a car?
Is there another way to judge a relationship? I'm not sure.
Oh, God. No, the two of them aren't even believable together. I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to be honest. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Your DMs are going to be flooded.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Is rewatching old TV good for the soul? A new BBC report suggests that people may prefer old shows to new ones because it's more familiar, comforting, and stress-free, especially sitcoms. A few years back, researchers looked into the concept and found that repeats create a sense of kinship with the characters. So essentially, rewatching old TV shows makes you think you're part of this relationship within the show. There's an association between favorite narratives and feeling better, which doesn't occur if you watch something new. The Office, by the way, was the most streamed show last year, despite being off air for almost 10 years, give or take. And other popular shows include The Sopranos, Friends, New Girl, and Vampire Diaries.
Every breakup I've ever gone through, I've watched The Office afterwards.
Really?
It's like a warm blanket. It's really, really soothing. It's familiar. It's funny. It's easy. It's light. It's just like, it's like a friend. Yeah.
It's a good way to describe it. There's a new term alert, and you could be it. Chuggy. Are you Chuggy? There's a woman who goes by Hal on TikTok who coined the term. And it means the opposite of trendy, and it's starting to spread quite a bit. Definition on the Urban Dictionary is, quote, the opposite of trendy. Stylish in middle school and high school, but no longer in style. Meaning you were up on things like 10 years ago, and that's just what you stuck with. And they used it's used when someone follows out-of-date trends.
Oh, stop.
Including fashion, habits on social media, slang, etc.
Okay.
So don't be chuggy, or you'll essentially be a leper. This is basically my reading of this. Thank you again, TikTok. The Weeknd released a statement that says he won't submit music after the Grammys rule changes. So on Friday, the Academy announced that they will no longer use anonymous review committees to determine its nominees, which was sketchy that they had to make that announcement. The Weeknd said the trust has been broken for so long between the Grammy organization and artists that it would be unwise to raise a victory flag. I think the industry and public alike need to see the transparent system truly at play for the win to be celebrated, but it is an important start. I would remain uninterested in being a part of the Grammys, especially with their own admission of corruption for all these decades. I will not be submitting in the future. This, of course, on the heels of The Weeknd putting out arguably the biggest album of the year, easily the biggest song of the year, and not even receiving a Grammy nomination
Because he wouldn't play their show exclusively.
Exactly. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Let me say this. The headline of that story is, guy from Scarborough changes a 55-year-old institution, international institution, in the way they vote. Yep. The Grammys have been, actually, the Grammys around 60 years. So the weekend, guy from Scarborough changes that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's pretty flipping cool.
Incredible.
And you know what? Just speaks to the greatness of Scarborough. So good morning.
Stop
to
it.
All of my Scarborough kin. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
$250 in a vanilla Visa prepaid card for your mom or your Mother's Day figure. We're doing this every day this week at 9 o'clock with producer Jesse's Trivia. And it's all Mother's Day themed. So today, Jesse, what famous mother are we going to try to identify?
We are going to be playing 2 seconds of Beyoncé's song.
Oh. Yay.
So you'll hear 2 seconds, and then you'll have 2 seconds to tell me what song it is.
The now, Queen.
Jesse loves Beyoncé.
Yeah.
Yes.
And knows plays her better than music. Any of us could ever hope to. Mm-hmm. So I know he enjoyed this, and I know he's going to go deep. So this is going to be difficult. So what do we get? How are we going to handle this, Jesse?
All right. So yesterday, Adam Wilde, you won. Mm-hmm. So you're up first.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Drunk in
love. We've been all night. It was tricky.
Tricky, so
buddy.
Good.
All I could think was the breakfast line in there.
I want to go dancing.
I know. Dude, me too. All right, so who's up next?
Jax, okay. You are up next. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Wow. TJ might win this game just based on you and I.
You didn't get drunk. Like, I thought you were silly, but it's really hard on the spot.
It is hard. All right.
Prediction. We're all going to do really good.
All right. Let's go, TJ. All are right. you ready?
Nope.
Here's yep. your song.
So, Jesse, I think what you need to do, I think the problem is you're not picking big Beyoncé songs.
Oh my God.
No, so if you could pick some Beyoncé hits, that actually might help
these
us.
These songs too many are album so cuts. Big.
These are the biggest Beyoncé songs there are.
I know all.
That was the easy round.
The first round was supposed to be easy, yeah. And now we get into the hard songs, stuff.
Here we go. Now, is there any Destiny's Child included in this?
No.
Thank God.
Just these single. Are all Beyoncé yeah. songs.
I was in kindergarten when Destiny's Child was a thing.
Oh, stop it.
All right, Adam, you're back up.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Crazy Love!
Yeah!
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 We did it! Yeah! That was a win for the whole show!
For all of us.
I'm still nice. Embarrassed. All right.
So that means at least one of us is gonna win, so that's good.
That's good. All right.
Jax, you are up. Are you ready?
No.
Here we go.
I just want to know who run this mother. That's what I want to know.
Girl, she sang.
Yeah,
one of the best live performances of the MTV VMAs in history. Actually.
Really?
Too bad we can't remember any of the songs.
Yeah. Wow. Guys, I might win because you guys just lost.
TJ, this is it. You right. need this to stay in the game.
All right.
Let's go. Everywhere I'm looking at.
Oh. Hey, can we never speak of this again?
Yeah, no. Yeah. On the quiz today, we got 1 of 6
yeah.
in the biggest artist that we play.
Yeah,
it's great.
Not a good luck for us, is it?
No, I hope our bosses are not listening because that's bad.
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe their Zoom calls have started already.
Hopefully. Yeah.
It's after 9 o'clock, so here's what we're hoping for. Anyway, if you picked me to win, which almost nobody did. By the way, 2-day winning streak
yeah,
going on right now.
Around.
No, like almost literally nobody picked me. If you did, though, I'm going to call you back right now. Hook you up with this $200 vanilla Visa prepaid card for your mom or the mother figure in your life. So pick up the phone if it's an unknown number.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
No matter how many times you try to eat this one thing, you still don't like it. And people look at you and go, what?
You know
how?
How do you even live?
You just haven't had it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't have it the way my mom made it. Whatever. TJ, you had this last night with Val, and this is something you feel a little insecure about because everybody eats this thing.
Everybody does. And Val and I both don't really like seafood, like at all. And it's weird because I'm not a very picky eater, but I have a huge blind spot for seafood. Can't do it. And we got one of those like meal kits, but they had a deal going where you can get, if you buy two, you get one free.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we're like, let's experiment. Let's try salmon because everyone's always talking about salmon. I'm always seeing great recipes for salmon on TikTok. And apparently it's healthy. And we were like, we should try it. We're getting it for free. So we cooked it last night. We both ate it. And we got like 3 bites in. And we just looked at each other and we're like, let's make a frozen pizza instead.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, both of you don't like it.
Wow. I still finished mine because I'm an animal. But I didn't enjoy it. And this is like the 10th time in my life I've tried to eat salmon. I've tried it numerous different times. I've tried it barbecued. I've tried it in the oven. I've tried it covered in butter. I've tried
it
covered
in lemon. I'm from the East Coast. I don't like salmon. I can't do it either. I love tartar sauce, but there's not enough tartar sauce that'll even cover that.
Will you do fish and chips?
I'll do fish and chips.
Yeah, because it's essentially like a french fry.
Yeah, and I'm English too.
Yeah.
So like,
you have to, right? Of course. Okay, all right.
But that's different.
Jax, what is it for you?
Oysters. I can't do oysters. And
I love oysters.
And a lot of like fancier parties back home in Nova Scotia, like they would have oysters and like weddings especially. So like if you wanted to be like an adult, you would have oysters like at the oyster bar. And they are horrendous. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Is it an appearance thing or is it a taste thing?
No, and like especially when there's like hot sauce and like peppers and stuff like that, it's the consistency. It tastes like snot. Yeah. Like it feels like snot going down my throat.
Let's make a deal right now. Okay. If we're ever at a party and there's oysters, I will take your oysters.
Okay.
That's because I love them.
Yeah, you can have them.
Love them.
What do I get?
Nothing. Okay. But the joy of not having oysters in front of you.
Fine, then I get your beer tickets.
Done.
Why are you?
I'm there too.
Producer Jesse, I'm bringing you on for this one. Do you have one?
Not really. There was a time when I spent like 4 years at Ryerson only eating cheese buns and French vanillas from Tim Hortons. And I didn't eat vegetables at all.
And you were like the thinnest guy on campus too. It's ridiculous.
When I first met you, you didn't believe in eating vegetables.
No.
Years ago,
I didn't really eat anything. And then I grew up and now I eat everything. Like I'm not picky about any food at all.
Yeah, you eat everything. That's true. Yeah.
I'm picky about a couple things. Not an eggplant guy. And I cannot stand, with a fiery burning passion, anything that has the remotest hint of cilantro. If you put cilantro on it, you've wrecked it.
No.
Really?
Yes.
Somebody just told you not to like it.
See, this is the thing.
No.
Everybody says that. Everyone's like, you just haven't had it the right way. Yeah. No, it sucks. No. Cilantro's gross. Have you ever licked the bottom of a bathtub?
No.
I haven't, but I'm assuming that's what it tastes like. Okay. It's so gross.
I need to go back to baba ganoush, to eggplant for a second. So you won't even eat baba ganoush?
It's okay.
What?
It's okay. I'm a hummus guy.
It's like a goddamn
hummus boy.
Eggplant's basically just like a bigger zucchini, isn't it?
No.
Okay. No.
What have I been eating?
A cucumber? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's it. The cousin of the zucchini. Yeah.
So we wanted to know what yours was. We've shared ours. What's the one that makes people react like the way Jax just reacted to me with cilantro? But how do you not like that? You must not have had it the right way. Or maybe you've had it 10 times like TJ did, and you're like, no, I still don't like
people it. People are texting in salmon recipes to 999-999. Yeah. Look, I appreciate it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Stop. I guarantee you it's not good.
416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Hit us up.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's, for some reason, nothing more embarrassing than saying, I don't like this. Like, to eat as an adult. You always feel like some sort of shame or guilt. And I think it has something to do with the fact that when you grow up and your parents are like, try it, eat it, no dessert. If you don't eat eight of those peas.
Take it down from the table. That's where you live now.
You feel like a fussy baby.
100%. So anyway, I wanted to ask you, 999-999-416-872-9999, what your I will not eat that, no matter how many times I've tried it as an adult, I can't stand it. What is it? What are the text messages saying, TJ?
From the 905, I love mushrooms, but they are a polarizing food.
Yeah.
My husband can't stand them, no matter how many different ways I've tried to feed it to him. LOL. I'm the same. There's some days where I'm a big mushroom boy, and other days, not so much a mushroom boy.
I love mushrooms. So here's the thing.
Interesting.
Eclectic taste, TJ. Sometimes I like them, sometimes I don't.
I had an aversion to onions and mushrooms, and I still won't eat raw onions. Oh, don't like them.
Give
like
them
red onions, bleh.
Really?
Give gross. Them to me.
But cooked onions, like caramelized onions, delicious. And the only reason I started eating mushrooms is because I had a girlfriend, like when I was 20, and they served us mushrooms, and I'm like, well, I can't not eat it. Yeah. And they ended up liking them. Yeah. But that was the only reason. I wouldn't have tried them otherwise.
Nothing will make you try new foods that you don't like. Like meeting the parents of your spouse.
Yes, no kidding.
I was going to say you could have just said no, but I mean, it's worked out.
Another one from the 647. Sauerkraut. I might be Dutch and German, but that stuff's still nasty.
I love sauerkraut.
Me too.
I'll have all your sauerkraut.
How about this? Chocolate. I absolutely cannot stand the smell, taste, anything about it.
I wish.
It makes me gag.
There are a few things I wish I hated.
Yeah,
cheese,
too.
Chocolate, anything sweet. Like, I wish I looked at cake and went, bleh, that's gross.
Yeah.
That would be really nice.
Yeah.
Be 20 pounds lighter at this point.
I can't stand scalloped potatoes. I love potatoes,
what?
But that cooked mushy onion, it's got to go. And the weird thing with scalloped potatoes.
Is there onions in it? I thought there was cheese.
I didn't know there was scalloped potatoes. I thought it was like a cream sauce and I've never had onions in my scalloped potatoes.
Ooh, avocados.
No.
Everyone loves them. I've tried them in guac, on salads, on toast, and it's just a food I don't like. It's mushy and to me doesn't have a taste.
Well, that's fair. You're not the only person. I think a lot of this is texture based. You know, when you're getting through a lot of this stuff, like most people on the whole are comfortable with things like breads and meats and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you get into stuff like some people have said celery as well.
Yep.
I cannot stand celery. Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I think it has to do, I love crunchy things, but that's kind of a weird crunch to it. It's got like a granule.
It's like biting a finger.
And
a little,
Yeah.
You said that you don't like bananas because of the texture, which is kind of similar to avocados. Yeah, but you like avocados.
I like avocados. Bananas freak me out though. Last one from the 905, circle pizza pockets. Do you remember the pizza pockets that came in the circle?
No, I only need the half moon ones.
Yeah, no, those are pops.
Oh, pizza pops.
Pizza pop. Why were they bad?
It's a different shape.
And that's it?
Yeah, I guess so.
There's too much, if you want to get specific, I think there's too much breading in the pops.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I want to get straight to the pocket.
Well, do you know why? Right. It's the cheapest ingredient. It's the easiest one. There's going to be more of it.
This is just making me hungry.
Okay. I know we have a call to get to, so we're going to get to after Ariana Grande. Get yours in, though. The thing you will not eat as an adult. 999-999. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
No matter how hard you try, no matter how much peer pressure you're subjected to, you cannot eat this one thing, and you can't understand how anyone else likes it. What is it? 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999.
From the 416, this isn't food, but I will not drink white milk by itself. It makes me gag, but I'm fine drinking chocolate milk. My boyfriend hates strawberries and bananas. Chow. That's what they said.
Did they add the chow in there?
They threw a chow in.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. From the 647, anything coffee flavored. I love the smell of fresh ground beans, but hate the taste.
Really?
That's a bizarre one.
Yeah, you know what? Coffee smell versus coffee taste are very different.
Yes.
I love the taste of coffee, but I don't like espresso beans, like chocolate-covered espresso beans. Can't do it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, yeah, okay. A little aggressive. Yeah.
Last one here from the 905, which is going to fire Jax up. Mayo. Won't catch me having any mayo.
Delete them. Block them. Can we block a listener?
We can try. The Mayo Queen has spoken.
I don't think so. Hey, we got to call 416-872-9999. Go ahead with yours.
Yeah, I'm totally with Jax on this. I love every kind of seafood, but mussels, clams, and oysters, I just cannot stand the taste of any of those.
Really?
But I love scallops. I love crab. I love lobster, but just that group, I cannot stand it.
Lobster's another one where I really like the idea of eating lobster because I like the tools that come with it, and it looks like a real rewarding eat. But I've tried it once and I didn't like it.
I love it. You have to have it in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Do not have Toronto lobster.
No. I had it in CBI when I was but a boy.
Yeah, I think you need to have it as an adult on the East Coast where it's fresh out of the ocean.
No,
because if you have it, because here's the thing. Here's the deal that they don't tell you about the lobster industry. All the stuff in Canada, the good stuff goes to China. Because that's where the big buyers are.
Yeah.
We don't get the A-level stuff in Toronto. We get the B and C-level stuff. And I know that because my friend's father is the head of a lobster company out there. So,
mayor of the lobsters
I'm just
has
saying,
spoken.
If you're going to have proper lobster, you got to go to Nova Scotia.
Listen, I'm from Nova Scotia, and lobster tastes like rubber. Okay? I'm going to say it.
Hey, thanks so much for your call.
Great. Thanks so much. Love listening to you guys in the morning.
Hey, we love you, too.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Weeknd released a statement saying he will not submit music after the Grammy rule changes. So earlier, the Academy announced that they will no longer use anonymous review committees to determine its nominees, which is sketchy in itself that they have been.
Yeah.
The Weeknd put out a statement saying the trust has been broken for so long between the Grammy organization and artists that it would be unwise to raise a victory flag, because in that statement, they were patting themselves on the back quite a bit, saying, I think the industry and public alike need to see the transparent system truly at play for the win to be celebrated. But it is an important start. I remain uninterested in being a part of the Grammys, especially after their own admission of corruption for all these decades. I will not be submitting in the future. This, of course, on the heels of him putting out the biggest song of the last year and not even getting a nomination. And, of course, in the running for biggest album of the year, too. Didn't get a nomination for that as well. And the whole thing was just sketchy, sketchy, sketchy. Experts are saying how often you should replace your underwear, and it's probably way more than you're doing it. The answer, once a year, maybe more. Dr. Shirin Lakhani of Elite Aesthetics explained that certain garments, like those you use for going to the gym, for instance, should be replaced more frequently because of sweat and stuff, saying your underwear is in close contact with your skin and more specifically your intimate areas for prolonged periods of time. As a result, it takes in a lot of dead skin from those areas as well as bacteria. Research suggests even washing your underwear in a washing machine won't always completely get rid of bacteria, so change your underwear more than once a year.
Huh.
Oops, said most guys everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Is rewatching old TV good for the soul? A new BBC report suggests that, yeah, it is, and that people may prefer old shows to new ones because it's more familiar, comforting, and stress-free, especially sitcoms. So a few years back, a researcher looked into the concept and found that repeats create a sense of kinship with the characters. You feel like you're part of the relationship. And they said there is an association between favorite narratives and feeling better, which doesn't occur when watching something new. The Office, by the way, was the most streamed show last year, as was The Sopranos, Friends, New Girl, and Vampire Diaries. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Got a text from Peterborough saying, hey, on the underwear subject, what if I don't wear any? Well, then the best move, I would say, is replace your pants more than once a year, right?
Yeah, I think.
And best of luck to everybody around you.
Go zipper free, too, if you can.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When was the last time you remember blowing a really big secret?
Ooh.
Like,
it's been a while.
Like where, you know, somebody's like swears you to secrecy, and for some reason it either just pops out mid-conversation around the other person maybe that they're trying to keep the secret from, or...
Oh, all the time.
Yeah?
Oh, I tell secrets. I'm terrible with keeping secrets because I get excited. I think I blew your gift for Jesse's for Christmas.
Yeah, you did.
I did that.
I got everybody the same thing. I got everybody Bluetooth speakers because Jax really needed one.
Okay,
it was so bad every time I went to her house. She'd be like, hold on, let me hook up my speaker. And then she'd be there for an hour and it would be like...
My house was fine, thank you very much.
So I got Bluetooth speakers for everybody for Christmas.
I got excited.
And Jax was like, oh, thanks for the Bluetooth speaker. I'm like, I haven't given it to Jesse yet.
I most recently almost announced to the city of Toronto that my best friend is pregnant yesterday and didn't realize that I hadn't heard from her.
You weren't supposed to say that?
Yeah, I almost said it. And then I kind of pivoted. But yeah, like my best friend Emma's pregnant. And she was like, it's okay, you can tell people. But I almost didn't.
How many months pregnant is she?
She's due the summer. So yeah, she's
so she's showing.
Yeah.
So it's not a secret.
I know, but I'm so scared of talking about it.
Well, and you know the thing about
because
Emma
I have a history
is that she's super famous and everybody knows who she is. Emma?
But I have a history of blowing secrets, and then so I like told her and I was like, you won't believe what I almost said on the radio. She's like, I've told people. You can tell people I'm pregnant.
If she's telling you, she's okay with other people knowing. I bet.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I guess I'm a megaphone, and I keep because I just tell people secrets.
There are certain things sometimes where like I remember. When I was doing breakfast television, Kevin used to say to us, listen, if you don't want it on the air, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I might just pull it out.
Yeah.
And I didn't blame him for that because, like, we talked about it, and, like, kind of like what we do on this show, you know, we would talk about very personal things from time to time. Yeah. So it'd be like Kevin and Dina talking, and then, you know, I'd jump on with something. Yeah. And then that happens on this show, too, because I almost blew Emma's pregnancy, I think, a couple days ago as well.
And then I made the no.
Jack's like, no. I'm like, she's like 6 months pregnant. Yeah. What are we hiding?
It's weird because there's no secrets between us.
No.
Right?
No.
So we don't know what is actually a secret.
Right. And that you see, so you have to sometimes be a little bit careful.
What is a line? What is about?
What is the line? Yeah. So we wanted to ask you about the time you blew it. Now, I remember working in Calgary at Virgin Radio there, and I had a co-host. And She's still there. She's awesome. Her name's Danae.
And I love Danae.
Her and her family are wonderful people, and they're all from Saskatchewan. And if you've never met anybody from Saskatchewan, they're like people from the East Coast. The kindest, nicest, give you the shirt off your back people. And they knew I was pretty new out there, didn't really know anybody. Yeah. So they always invited me to their family functions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now, Danae, at the time, may have indulged in cigarettes. Maybe just a little bit.
Oh,
and
no.
I may have made fun of her for going out for a smoke in front of her mother.
and her mother didn't know.
And I was like, oh,
Sharon would not have been happy.
I'm new guy, right? Worst position to be in.
Big mistake.
Terrible. Anyway, her mom acted like she didn't hear it.
Yeah.
We've never spoken of it again.
Oh, it's the best way to do it.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. Anyway, what about you guys? TJ?
I've guessed the secret on accident before. We worked with a girl who was going away with her boyfriend on a trip to England. And I was asking him, like, oh, do you think this is the trip he's going to propose? And she's like, no way. And sure enough, a week later, she posts a photo on Instagram. He proposed. And when she got back, I went to congratulate her. And she's like, you ruined the surprise.
Because okay, that no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. She must have known.
The second he got down, the first thing I thought was, TJ was right.
No, if your partner's taking you somewhere and, like, you're at a specific place in your relationship, like, it could happen.
That's
chances are high.
Jax, when I take you out to fancy dinners, you don't think I'm going to propose. I also don't take you out for fancy dinners alone.
But seriously, no.
416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. The secret itself doesn't have to be that monumental, but you blew it, and you blew it in a big way. What was the biggest secret you ever blew? And how bad do you still feel about it? It's one of those things you think about in the shower and you go, later. You know what I mean? Here's Ariana Grande, Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, the secrets you have blown.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? Tell us. 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999.
I blew my own engagement. It was from the 905.
Oh.
I found a phone call to my dad from my fiance. The first and only call they made to each other in 5 years.
Ooh.
No one knows that I knew.
Except for Virgin Mornings.
Yeah.
Oops.
I would have thought they would have gone out or something like that.
Maybe.
Maybe they live in different provinces.
It's unprecedented times, Adam.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there's also that.
From the 647, I once told a friend that one of our friends doesn't actually like them. I wasn't supposed to say anything, but it came out like word vomit. It's from Lexi. Have you ever done that?
No. I respect that, though. I mean, you know what? Everybody's got to find out.
Yeah, you know
somewhere
what? I would rather know, I guess.
Yeah.
This one from Belleville. I literally never tell secrets or anything. Somebody says, don't tell anyone. I won't. But one time, I was taking my sister to her surprise 10th anniversary party. And while driving, I casually said to her, are you excited for the party? We both just kind of looked at each other and burst out laughing. LOL.
Oh.
Don't trust me with surprise parties. I can't hold it in.
Because really?
I'll blow it casually. Yeah, I'll do it because I don't know how to have conversations.
It's not hard to not blow a surprise party. It's just sort of like you just talk about literally anything else.
Yeah.
Why is that, Jax? You're looking like you
want to say something. I was just going to say my friend blew my, when I left Halifax, my moving away party.
No.
And I pretended until this very day that it was a big surprise. All my family and friends were there, but I had known and I acted surprised. It's really easy.
Were you convincing?
I was convincing, but I also knew something was up. So some people just want to ruin their own surprise.
There is a vibe, right?
Yes.
Last one here from the 613. Not me, but my coworker was pregnant and secretly ordered a virgin Caesar at the bar. When the server came over and announced it to everyone, no one knew she was expecting. Later, the same server did it to another friend at the same table.
Okay.
He spilled both their secrets.
I have a lot of friends that are servers, and they know, the golden rule is you don't say whether it has alcohol in it or not, because some people, they're either pregnant or sober, and you just don't say what's in it. That's the rule, right? So, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. It could have been somebody new on the job, right? Maybe that's something you just don't think about. Oh, man, that's a bummer. Oh! Now, I wonder if that was the dinner where they were actually going to come out with it, too.
Ooh!
Now, here's a question. Okay, so you're pregnant.
Okay.
And you're at that dinner table.
Yep.
And clearly at this dinner table, there's two people who hadn't really announced it yet.
Yeah.
If you announce it, you're very excited, right?
Yeah.
But what if your friend goes, well, since you've announced, do you get upset that they're announcing at the same table? Or do you go, I'm just happy for you and it doesn't matter?
No, I get upset, but I'm petty spaghetti.
Okay. All right. Jax?
You don't get upset.
Have you met me?
I just wondered.
You celebrate somebody else also being pregnant.
No, me time.
Time for me. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.